Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. My name is Autumn O'Toole from Huntington, West Virginia.
Well, how are things in Huntington, West Virginia, Autumn?
Oh, they're good.
And what do you do there?
I am a person that finds kids foster homes.
Oh, you do? Well, yes. That's an important thing to be doing. Welcome to the show, Autumn. Choki Iansen, right here, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
Yep.
Here is your first limerick.
Though hotel guests say grody and nope, on hand-washing day, we give hope. We take slightly used bars, remove hairs, burnish scars, and voila, we're recycling old...
soap.
Yes, soap! Hilton announced this week that their new eco-friendly business practice, recycling soap. Here's how it works. They collect all the partially used soaps from their hotel rooms. Then bars of soap are made out of these previous guests' soap. Soap. And I should mention, the new soap is sanitized before it's formed into new bars. Unfortunately, they clean it by rubbing it with another used bar of soap. Hilton hopes to produce 1 million bars of recycled soap by October 15th, which is Global Handwashing Day. Anybody else worry we're just setting aside one day a year to wash our hands?
Let's go back to the good old days when soap was made out of the guts of a whale.
There you go. Here is your next limerick.
Though space flight is meant to inspire us, one side effect's less than desirous. Low gravity scares up, a herpes 2 flare up, because space flight will wake up a...
virus.
Yes, exactly right, a virus. Astronauts are reporting weird and surprising flare-ups of herpes in space. That's right, space herpes. So we finally understand the red spot on Jupiter. Apparently...
And those rings.
Oh my God. Apparently, there's something about space travel that causes dormant viruses to resurge, right? So all of a sudden, astronauts reporting outbreaks. You got to feel for Houston. They're getting calls from astronauts like, Houston, I have a problem. And you might want to get checked out too.
I hope we don't end up recycling their soap.
Yeah.
Space hotels are disgusting.
That's absolutely true. Here is your last limerick.
I don't know which way high fashion leans. For my pants legs, I'll choose in-betweens. Get them skinny or wide. Oh, I just can't decide. So I'll get me some lopsided...
jeans.
Yes, jeans! Very good! The new hot thing in jeans, asymmetry. One leg is really tight, the other is loose and flowing. It's like one leg belongs to a skinny hipster, the other leg belongs to Barack Obama. They're perfect for anyone whose left leg has just been stung by a swarm of bees, or for anyone with some serious shoplifting plans. In any event, the designer says this is definitely an artistic choice and not the result of a massive manufacturing error at the factory. Choki, how did Autumn do in our quiz?
She got them all right, a perfect score.
Congratulations, Autumn. Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.